This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rookies, of course, are hotel bound, which is not all bad for them. But it is good to be back. We have a lot of work to get done as we are approaching the regular season, and guys are working hard, and we look forward to another preseason opportunity that's awaiting us. So it should be a good week of work for us. You know, St. John's Fisher was good for the time that we were there, but it's good to break camp and come back home as well. You know, you look forward to when you break camp for a lot of different reasons, and it was a good experience up there, but it's good to be home. Just wanted to be able to, John, take a good look at the young corners as much as we could. We have a pretty good feel for Dane, and he'll get some work before the preseason is done, I'm sure. But we wanted to get as many views of our young corners as we could, and it'll be the same way in these final two preseason games. We need to get a real good evaluation of the two of them and make a good decision leading up to our season opener. Yeah, for sure. You know, he's played games for us. His experience matters, although it's limited in the grand scheme of things. But for us, you know, he's ahead of the rookie corners that we have, and we just needed to be able to see them more. And like I said, we want to see more of them in the next couple ball games as well. I was really impressed with their work. I mean, they both did a really good job. They were both targeted, and when they had opportunities to make plays, they made plays. They were physical. They got their hands on balls. They were good in man coverage. For the most part, the eyes were where they should have been in zone. So we were pleased with their first outing. And now with the practices that we have remaining, along with the two preseason games, you want them just to continue to grow and develop. And we got to keep putting them out there and putting them in different situations and see how they respond.
Leslie, they both respond sort of like nothing's too big for them.
Yeah.
But is there a part where you're thinking almost like you think you know, but you don't really know yet because you know what's coming?
Yeah.
How does that work with these young guys who have confidence, which is a good thing?
That's a really good observation. I've had that thought in my mind because even though they're doing some good things now, just know when you get to the regular season, I mean, that's a big bullseye on a rookie corner's chest. And, you know, there are more things thrown at you. And we're trying to throw as much as we can at them this time of the year. But there's nothing like, you know, being in game situations. And the good thing is they're both very confident in their abilities, and that showed in the way they played in this first preseason game. And that's a big deal at corner. But you're right. There are some things coming that, you know, there's no way to really simulate. They just have to go out and perform in those situations. And as I mentioned, we're trying to give them as many looks and put them in as many different situations as we can. But there's nothing like playing on a live game. Yeah, like I said, Joe, it would be great if we were to get him. If Nate Bresky, our head trainer, were to come by this morning and say, hey, Tre'Davious is going to be ready to go tomorrow, that would be welcome news. But in the meantime, really got to do a good job of getting Christian, getting Kyrie ready, along with Dane, and see what happens from there. So we're just kind of crossing our fingers, hoping we'll get Tre'Davious soon, but In the meantime, we got to get the other guys ready. There's so many pluses to his game, Alina. The experience now at this stage of his career, his competitive fire, his ability to be able to match up on the top receivers in our league. That's rare to have a guy like that. The confidence that he plays with, the takeaways that he gets for us, the big plays, the punch outs, the interceptions, and then the intangible, his leadership. Guys follow him, not necessarily because of how verbal he is from a leadership standpoint, but his example. He's such a hard worker that's so talented that whether you're a linebacker or a defensive lineman, you see his work ethic, it becomes infectious. And you like to have your better players with that type of work ethic, and that rubs off on the other guys. And then the fact that he's a really good player, along with all those other things I mentioned, but those are the things that make him really good. His competitive fire is supreme. It's at a different level.
What has he kind of been like behind the scenes while he's been having, helping those
younger guys? What have you seen? I've seen the coach in him as he's talking with Kyrie, as he's talking with Kristen, Jamarcus, the different young guys that we have in the secondary. Just trying to work with them and be around them in the meetings, watching their drill work and giving comments. He's been real positive. He's been an encouragement to our other defensive backs. And his presence, I think, helps those guys, the fact that he's around. So.
Leslie, you commented on the rookie corners already, and they're playing zone coverage. But just overall, the rookies as a whole transitioning from playing mostly in college to playing a lot more zone in the NFL. Mm-hmm. What were your impressions of the rookies after their first preseason game, and how tough
Yeah, it's definitely different, and I don't know, Matt, if you could see it with our linebackers a little bit, coming from, like you mentioned, a lot of zone in college and then playing some more man concepts here in the pros or vice versa. Some teams in college are heavy man and less zone, and, we're a little bit of both. But it's a big transition playing as much zone as we will some weeks, and there's other weeks where we're going to be heavy man. But for a guy to go from spot dropping to a certain area on the field to having to lock up on some premier running backs or premier wide receivers all over the field, that takes some skill and it takes some work as well. And it's a big transition because of the talent level of the people that you're going against. So the technique, the fundamentals that are required, and that's where we come in as coaches to help them with that, is of the utmost importance. And that's a big transition for a guy coming from college where it's more scheme, because of the number of hours they can practice compared to us where it's just all football all the time. It's a big transition for sure. So. All right. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.